Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lobbs. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bloodworth scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Swift reaches second base with a double. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Swift moves to third. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. York moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Harris reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of lobs. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. Moncrief can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCoskey is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. White scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.